After nearly 5 weeks, the standoff at a wildlife refuge in eastern Oregon is over. The last militants surrendered yesterday. Throughout the confrontation, there were questions over the FBI's negotiating tactics. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, they appear to have been part of a larger plan.
You might call the FBI's approach one of strategic patience. Robin Montgomery ran the FBI's Oregon office in the 1990s, and he says this approach evolved back then in similar standoffs.
You wait it out and you dress down. You don't need to have a bunch of military paraphernalia out and about.
And while you wait, you gather evidence. It's now clear from court filings that the FBI spent the first 3 weeks recording the militants' statements to the media, building the case against them. But Montgomery says you also try to establish a connection. In the 90s, he'd do that by finding an intermediary who was sympathetic to whoever was on the other side of the standoff.
We had folks doing that also had issues with the government and had similar thought processes as the folks inside, so that there was a connection made and you worked through that.
At the wildlife refuge, that person appears to have been Franklin Graham. He's the conservative son of evangelist Billy Graham. After the occupation ended yesterday, the FBI special agent in charge, Greg Bretzing, said Graham had been softening up the last holdouts over the phone.
He spent well over a week speaking to those on the refuge and helping them work through their issues so they could come to a point where they are ready to leave of their own volition.
But in situations like this, the FBI is not above using more cloak-and-dagger methods, too, especially informants or cooperating witnesses. The former occupiers of the wildlife refuge are now convinced that that's what happened to them, that the FBI had a mole, and they're focused on this man.
If I see another thing now, that I must be a fed or whatever. No, I'm just smarter than your average bear, and a lot smarter than your average conspiracy theorist.
He goes by the name Mark McConnell, and this is a video that he posted shortly after the leaders of the occupation were arrested on January 26th. He was with them at the time, but within hours he'd been released, and he was making videos contradicting the more inflammatory reports about what had just happened. Now nobody seems able to find him. Shauna Cox is one of the militants who did go to jail that night, and she now says McConnell always struck her as suspicious.
He was kind of cold and standoffish, he was very bold and very kind of a demanding sort of person and try to manipulate things is what I would call that.
Whether or not McConnell was FBI, the mere possibility just amplifies the general atmosphere of mutual suspicion that can haunt a standoff like this.
Where's our PPN and where's our Idaho 3%ers that we're going to be a buffer zone? And the Oath Keepers, they're all infiltrated with FBI agents.
That's Sean Anderson, one of the final four holdouts at the refuge on Wednesday night, as he listed the anti-federal groups and militias that weren't coming to their rescue. And as the holdouts talked to sympathizers over the phone, it became clear that the FBI negotiator on the scene was trying to exploit their sense of having been betrayed.
They're telling us that all the militia abandoned us.
Just ignore
them. They're lying.
Just ignore them.
They're not saying that. Are they saying that?
Yes, absolutely.
They just said that.
By late the next morning, there was just one final militant still holding out, digging in against the idea of surrender. But eventually, he too gave up. And afterward, the FBI's special agent in charge said he thinks it's because that last man, in his words, was able to look around and notice that he was there by himself. Martin Costi, NPR News.